This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
July 19th is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on the DJV Experience. If you are listening to this hour and didn't hear other hours, here's what you do. Go to TuneIn Radio, and that's a device. No, you find it on your device. And then search for Doug Steffen Now, and you'll hear anything you want from today. Doug Steffen Now, TuneIn Radio, easy to get to. Yeah, da 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 da. All right, let's. When I first started in radio, we used to have what they called stingers, and we would do. Let's say we do a commercial. In order to separate that commercial from another commercial, the idea was to give the people listening a chance to absorb the information. So there would be like a 5-second little piece of music. That you'd hear, sort of like on some of the NPR shows, you know how they have a musical bridge on All Things Considered?
And I thought
from time to time maybe we ought to go back to that. It'd be fun so that we could punctuate one item and separate it from another. So that's kind of what I was just thinking. Is that just da 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 da. All right, on to the next thing. And they used to do it on Monitor, NBC Weekend Show. Anybody ever listen to, my dating myself, NBC had a network radio show that lasted all day Saturday, all day Sunday. And they would use their biggest stars to host 2 or 3 hours of the show every weekend. They'd have the game show people, anybody who was in New York that was working earlier on the Tonight Show gig. Ed McMahon hosted 3 hours on Saturday and sometimes, I think, 3 hours on Sunday of Monitor, which was a feature-based radio experience, a lot of guests and conversation about things that were going on in the world, and oftentimes they focused on their own. So when we have our television report here, Jennifer, perhaps we should more conduct it like they did back in the days of Monitor, and bring back that music. Have you got some little stinger there, Kara, that we can use to separate our conversation of the fake news from the TV news?
Well, we can just
fake news
this.
Oh,
this is our stinger today.
Well, I hate to tell you, my TV report, it's all fake news.
Is it fake news? All right, so Mariah Carey is going to produce a television drama based on her life. Isn't that wonderful? Don't we need to
know
more?
We need more Mariah.
A Mariah Carey called Mariah's World. Well, she had
Mariah's
that already.
Pariah.
Mariah the Pariah, that's right. All right, so are we excited about this or not? Not so much.
I don't know.
It's on Stars.
You know,
Stars.
She had a reality show, didn't she? Mariah's World or something.
That quickly got canceled.
But yeah, so what the heck with that? I mean, if no one's watching the reality show, do we need this? I don't know.
Who cares?
Yeah.
All right, did you see the story of Laura Warren, television anchor in Georgia, checking her voicemail for tips? But she got a call from a viewer saying her baby bump made her look disgusting.
Oh, no. This is the lady. I heard about this.
Please go to Target and buy some decent maternity clothes so you don't walk around looking like you got a watermelon strapped under your too tight outfits.
Let me tell you, by the way, Target is great. They do not have a great maternity section because I shopped for my sister. They have a little tiny square in the back of the women's section that has barely anything. Bad advice. Don't go to Target.
Boom. You know, why do people think it's their business
exactly
to correct people?
Yeah.
I mean, how many times do you walk down the street, you see a guy, and this really ticks me off because this is a women's issue. How many, for some reason, we feel like we can be critical of everything that women do. How many times do people go up to somebody on the street, a dude, and be like, oh, man, you really should get rid of that T-shirt? Nobody ever right. does that. No. It's always, you know, oh, women. Gosh, or your baby bomber, well, oh, she could stand to, you know, clean up a little bit. I mean, it's so gross.
You know what it is? Here's what it is. It's the sexist nature of our society, where there is a different standard for men, as you just suggested, and women. And it isn't just in television. I was looking at an overview of the number of women who have started businesses in Silicon Valley, number of women who have tried to get financing, who have tried to go to venture capital, you know, go to fat old white men who control the money, and they're not getting it. So there apparently has been, and there's a lot of sexual harassment in some of these businesses. And I just
you want
wonder,
me to give you one I got for real yesterday? This is like real life, and maybe it ticks me off because it's fresh up on my plate.
Yep.
Yesterday on Twitter, I got someone who said, you know, I like you, but you may want to listen to Mark Levin. He'll help you formulate your arguments.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
Mark Levin.
Now, here's the deal. I pride myself on not being a Mark Levin type. Now, I like Mark Levin. I'm not trying to speak out against him, but Mark Levin is Mark Levin. I'm Jennifer Horn. You're Victoria Keelan. You're Doug Steffen. Why would you want to steal someone else's gig?
Well, that's the problem. Too many wannabes of some of these things. How many people have tried to be like Rush Limbaugh or try to mimic Hannity or any of the other successful people? They try to do the same act. That doesn't work. Nobody's going to care about you if you're trying to steal somebody else's gig.
I wonder if someone, you know, maybe it's a local host or maybe it's someone like, I don't know, maybe it's a Glenn Beck or a Hannity or maybe, hey, your show is, you know, I like you, but your show is kind of slipping. You should listen to Mark Levin.
Yeah,
do they do that to men or is that just something that people feel like they can do to women who are competing in kind of a male-dominated field?
Yeah,
it's so strange.
As a matter of fact, last week somebody sent me, I don't know if I was talking to you about this off the air or not, someone sent me a really scathing review of a conversation I had with a black farmer, the guy who's in charge of the National Black Federation of Farmers or something like that. And I was talking with him about how some of the good old boys in his backyard are pretty racist. And this woman lived in Georgia, and I mentioned some people from Georgia, and she didn't like it, and she said that I was this, that, or the other thing. And, you know, and I'm never, I know what she said. I'm calling the station manager to tell him to take you off the air because you don't have family values or something along that line. Or you don't have, it wasn't family values, but it was, you don't have the same values we do here when it comes to the people who live in the South. The good Christians that live in the South. Hello. But then I said nothing about Christians. All I was talking about is how there are racists in the South as there are in the North. And I asked this guy about it, and yeah, he's had a lot of trouble because he's black as a farmer getting government grants. And the people in charge in government are, in many instances, they've worked against the black farmers to keep them from getting any kind of subsidies that whites get plenty of. So don't tell me that I don't know, you know, just that kind of
stuff. It's less about, okay, so for me there's a little bit of a distinction there. I think anybody in public life who chooses to do stuff publicly in front of a microphone or in front of a camera, already you have to be a bit vulnerable. Number one, if you're not vulnerable, you're not a good talent. Number two, you have to open yourself up and allow yourself to be vulnerable because that's how people get to know you. And when you do that, sometimes you're going to isolate people. And so complaints are one thing. And complaints, I can say, okay, so you don't agree with me on healthcare. You don't agree with me on how I presented this interview with this farmer, whatever it is.
Yep.
But I do believe that there's an extra special layer of criticism that I think people feel that they can put on women in particular. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. Copy Mark Levin is basically the advice. That's a little different than taking on anything I said or anything. You know what I mean? I think there's this extra bit of criticism, and I'm not trying to make it about me at all. But in this field, there's an extra layer of criticism, I think, for women.
Well,
in particular, like this news anchor who had, I mean, did you ever see, hey, you might want to lay off the beer, Mr. Sports Reporter. I don't think we hear that very often.
Right.
You know, here's a woman who's pregnant, for crying out loud.
Was this, and the interesting thing is, wasn't this the comment made to the pregnant newscaster, wasn't it from another woman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is what really chaps my butt. I cannot stand when women bash other women, and there is so much judgment that women hurl at other women about their parenting style, their choices that they make as mothers, their choices they make if they don't want
to
be a mother.
Who are you to be
the
judge? There's
so much. Yeah.
Who are you? Who the hell are you? But I'm going to go one step further with this, as long as we're sort of out on a limb here. I was reading an article about country music and whether or not it is sexist. Why doesn't country radio play more female artists? I guess 4-1.
It's been a problem for years. They call it bro country. Although things have started to shift a little with Miranda Lambert and Kelsey Ballerini and what's our friend's name that I always forget? Maren Morris. Yeah, I mean, it's starting to shift, but yes, you're right. Mm-hmm. It's very male-dominated.
All right, one other item before you give us the schedule for tonight. I'm wondering about Billy Bush. You and I were all talking about him off the air the other day. Does he or does he not have a new gig?
I heard he had a job for the fall, but I don't know. I haven't seen much since I saw that report.
What an outrage. So. This guy gets fired for...
He didn't say the horrific things. I mean, he was there. But he was not the one who said any of it. So it's very unfair that he's been treated this way.
Yeah, I think it has been. All right. Anyway, that's enough on the behind the scenes. Jen, what's up tonight?
All right, tonight, to get ready, lock in Little Big Shots Forever Young, 8 p.m. on NBC. Talented people with the skill that might defy admiration. So tonight's installment of the talent show features someone called the Pickpocket King. How about that? Also during the episode, Steve Harvey visits with an 82-year-old hand balancer and an acrobat from Brazil and a burlesque performer, plus a 95-year-old yodeler, archer, and a couple in their 70s who are competitive eaters. You could check it out. Little Big Shots Forever Young, 8 p.m. on NBC. PBS has Nature's Great Race. This is part two of a nature series that follows three groups of animals, the caribou, the zebra, and the elephant, and the immense migration challenges that they face. It airs immediately after the finale of The Big Pacific on PBS. Suits is new tonight, 9 p.m. on USA. Yeah, Harvey butts heads with his partner over a very bold move. So you can check that out. And Snowfall is new on FX at 10 p.m. Franklin is enlisting help to retrieve his stolen property. You also have a new episode of Big Brother tonight on CBS.
All right, there it is. Story of what to do in your spare time. Brought to you by the folks that produce Super Beats. I was just listening to Victoria drinking. And I said, what are you drinking? I'm drinking my Super Beats. Jennifer's drinking her Super Beats. Kara's drinking her Super Beats. Every single day, we all have a glass or a smoothie or some chocolate milk in my case.
Oh, boy.
It has Super Beets. This is a powdered substance. They say, how does it get from a beet? How does it get from being a beet to powder? Pretty simple, pretty easy. These are non-GMO beets that are grown on farms all around the country, harvested, then they're cooked, and then they're put into a special dryer so that they are ready to be powdered. And then the powder, without anything being added to it, put directly into canisters, and shipped around the country and around the world now to folks who are concerned about their blood flow, the athletes that are interested in having the best way to get their bodies in shape. You ought to have this in your routine. If you don't, do something good for yourself right now. Go to DougLikesBeats.com, DougLikesBeats.com, and order your first go-round. You get 3 months. You pay for 3 months, but you actually get 4 months' supply. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order of Super Beats. And free shipping as well when you tell them you're listening to Doug. Or when you just if you're ordering at DougLikesBeats.com, you'll get free shipping because they know that you got the information from me. DougLikesBeats.com. Feed your body, your cardiovascular or circulatory system with the blood it needs so you have the stamina and energy that you need. All natural Super Beats at DougLikesBeats.com.
Here's a scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, 3 for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro Garden Soil. 3 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting.
He's almost 80 years old.
When the deal's done.
I remember seeing him a couple of Christmases ago saying he was all done, finished. He just had an operation on one of his knees. He was using a crutch, and he looked old, and he sounded old. And it may be his time for him to understand that it's the end of the road. But a great, great contributor, not only to country music, but to music and entertainment in general. Kenny Rogers announcing his intention to retire from performing after one more tour. But as I said, he's been saying this for the last 7 years. So we'll see what happens.
I think this is it, though.
It needs to be it, frankly. There are performances scheduled for the end of this year. But yesterday in Nashville, he announced the date of his final performance. It'll be in the Music City Bridgestone Arena on Wednesday, October 25th. He's had a Christmas show that he's done for a long, long time. I spend the month of December going to about 20 different cities, 20 different venues to sing his usual stuff and some Christmas music as well. He says the final show will be called All In for the Gambler, Kenny Rogers Farewell Concert Celebration. And certainly this will bring together lots of fans and friends and music icons to celebrate. All In for the Gambler will feature performances by Dolly Parton. They've been great friends over the years. Little Big Town, Alison Krauss, The Flaming Lips. And it's interesting, Idina Menzel is going to be performing with him. Jamie Johnson, L. King. I go back to Rogers and Parton. They put their talents together in the fall of 1983 for Islands in the Stream. Actually, there's nothing that I like better than listening to that song. Crack this up. They just sound like they like each other.
They do. Yeah, that's funny. It's true.
Yeah. Yeah. So not only this one, but they had a big score with Real Love in 1985.
I don't think I've ever heard this.
Yeah, it's not as big as Silence in the Spring.
Right.
It made it big in the country world, but not in the pop world. 1990, Love is Strange. Another one from the two of them. Yeah. This is a remake of an old country song called Love is Strange.
Hey, you sexy thing. How do you call your lover girl?
I say lover girl.
And if she doesn't answer,
so you better come here, lover girl.
And if she still doesn't answer,
well then it's baby.
I like this version better than the old one.
Yeah, yeah.
That was in Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
This is way better.
Yeah, again, it sounds like they're having fun, and they like each other. And You Can't Make Old Friends came out a couple of years ago, Dolly and Kenny together. So they haven't actually performed together for a while. Kenny joined Dolly for a telethon last fall.
Right, for the Tennessee Fires, right? Yeah.
Right, yep. Kenny says, this will be our last time on stage forever. It'll be worthwhile to come and see that. They've actually rarely shared the same stage in concert, but he stresses the sharing of the spotlight with Parton is something that he relishes. Quote, we do love it when we get a chance to be together. She's everything that everybody thinks she is. And
I bet.
That's it. Yeah, I'm so excited about her being there. It's hopefully going to be a night to remember for all involved. It's going to be a fun night. Strikes me as something for me to get together a lot of the family, a lot of the people that I've met over the years, and say goodbye legitimately. So maybe this really is going to be the end for Kenny Rogers. 28 after the hour.
In today's automotive news, Volvo Cars announces that every Volvo it launches from 2019 will have an electric motor, making the historic end of cars that only have an internal combustion engine for the company, and placing electrification at the core of its future business. The announcement represents one of the most significant moves by any car maker to embrace electrification and highlights a major move to electrification in paving the way for a new chapter in automotive history. For OurAutoExpert.com, I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
The new Lucky Charms shake at Burger King is a mix of hand-spun soft serve, Lucky Charms cereal pieces, and memories of watching cartoons in your PJs. Relive your childhood in a cup. The new Lucky Charms shake now only at Burger King restaurants. Also try the Fruit Loop shake. Shakes available for a limited time. Participation varies.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. 22 million children across the U.S. participate in free and reduced-price meal plans through the National School Lunch Program. But when school lets out, only 1 in 7 kids who may need free summer meals will get them. The summer can be a challenging time for parents to feed their kids when grocery bills increase as much as $300 per month. By partnering with clients, suppliers, and local hunger relief organizations, Sodexo's Summer Meals Program is bridging the gap. Jennifer Williamson is with the Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation.
Sodexo employees see these kids every day in the 500 school districts we serve across the U.S. Knowing that some of them go without meals during the summer is why we have programs like Feeding Our Future, which to date has provided 5 million free meals to children nationwide.
Tom Nelson serves as the president of the No Kid Hungry campaign.
Sodexo and our partners are dedicated to ensuring that no child goes hungry during the summer months.
To find a summer meal program in your area, text FOOD or...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears because there's an alternative to bankruptcy and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Important things happening in the world to actually derive an opinion about things. That's one of the aims here, if you didn't know it. I don't usually try to be too subtle about things. I'm telling you why we're here, what we're doing, why we're doing it. It's all about you thinking your way through some of these things that we talk about and how they may affect you or the idea may affect you one way or another. So always, if you're talking back to us, that's a good sign. One way or another, whether you're talking back in real time on social media, Twitter, Facebook, posting things on Instagram. You see the pictures of these sinkholes, by the way? Speaking of pictures and Instagram, these sinkholes, there was one in Florida swallowed a boat. Another one destroyed a couple of houses. People have been evacuated from various neighborhoods. There were 11 homes that were evacuated in Land O'Lakes, Florida. This is really kind of chilling when you look at it. And these sinkholes are growing. There isn't a month that goes by, Victoria. You don't see something about a sinkhole someplace. And not even here. I was looking in a doctor's office the other day. And I was looking at a magazine that had pictures of sinkholes all over the world. And so then people wonder, wow, what's the message here? And, it's changing shelves, what happens underneath the surface of the earth, how things are changing all the time. Isn't that an explanation? Does that work, that explanation?
I guess. I mean, I'm not a geologist, but I would assume that sounds logical.
Aren't you? Oh, damn it.
Logical.
You're fired. I hired you because you told me you knew about geology and topography and cryptonomy and whatever else there is that.
Well, you know, the weird thing is part of some weird New York City history on Manhattan is Manhattan used to be more narrow than it is now.
Yes.
And so the part that's built up that's now Battery Park is actually garbage. Like it's actually garbage that's been compounded for years and years and years that they have just added on and they've made land out of it. If that isn't a sinkhole waiting to happen, I don't know what is.
Yeah, it really is pretty amazing how Mother Nature reacts to what's going on. We all think this is something strange. Well, we may not have seen these sorts of things in our lifetime or recorded history, but that doesn't mean that... sometimes these things don't happen.
Yeah.
One way or the other. It happens. The fact that we are in, and that some people will be back in school in a month or less, and all of the promotions, the retailers wanting you to think back to school. I remember when I was a kid, let's see here if I can remember the jingle. School bells ring and children sing. It's back to Robert Hall again. Mother knows for better clothes. It's back to Robert Hall again. You can probably find that old jingle somewhere, Kara, but that was the battle cry. Mothers knew when they heard that. It really was. They had, they don't exist any longer. It was not a target. Let's see, what would it be equivalent to today? Robert Hall. I don't know if there is an equivalent store.
Sounds like a department store?
Yeah, but it was just a clothing store. It was just about clothing.
School bells ring and children sing, it's back to Robert Hall again. Mother knows for better clothes, it's back to Robert Hall again. You'll save more on clothes for school, shop at Robert Hall.
And in Worsteds, see the fine Royal Hall and luxurious golden emblem suits.
I did pretty well in that, didn't I?
Low prices.
Not bad.
And alterations are included at Robert Hall.
Wow. Was this a national chain?
Yes.
Huh.
Yep, they were. So I'm thinking about, it seems like just a few weeks ago we were talking about diplomas and kids graduating from school and off to camp. And now, and the grill, it's July 4th, Memorial Day. And already we are thinking about heading back to school. And the message with advertising.
Thank God I'm not.
No, I know, but I wondered how I made it through school. Actually, it's funny you say that, Victoria, because I wanted to get out of school.
Me too.
I just wanted out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have friends who are going back to grad school now, and I just have to laugh.
Ugh, why? Why?
I would never.
I want to go to work. Anyway, the idea is, if you look around, I think JCPenney may be, you were asking, who's Robert Hall today? And I think it may be, JCPenney is closer to it than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just amazing how quickly we move from season to season, from style to style, from selling this to selling that. And how the calendar is full of things about education, and our lives are full of things about education. It's something that really drives us. So I thought you'd be interested to know that there's a way, those of you who are struggling to pay off your student loans may have something happening that will change your life. There are $5 billion in debt that the paperwork for the loans is missing.
Wow.
There's a story in the New York Times that suggests, Victoria, that the records and flawed documentation from the National Collegiate Student Loan Trust, which is one of the biggest owners of private student loan debt, has been unable to present. They've been sued, and this is where this came to light, because a lot of these outfits really do screw the students. They do.
The reason Oh, absolutely. It's an
outrage. Anyway, so this outfit was in court, and they can't produce any legal paperwork showing that it owns all of this debt. I mean, how do you manage that? So I was looking at the story of Samantha Watson, who's a 33-year-old mother of three. She was taken to court, and this is how this started. She started it. This is why we do hip, hip, hooray for mothers, young mothers. She has three children, and she's got her own job, and she's trying to pay things off. And so she couldn't make her payments. So this outfit, the National Collegiate outfit, took her to court for $31,000 in loan debt she wasn't paying. And the judge said, when her lawyer said, please produce all of the documentation that you have showing Miss Watson owes you the money, they couldn't produce a single piece of paper. Not one piece of paper. They failed to establish the chain, as the judge put it, of title on the loans, so he dismissed the $31,000 loan. So now people are taking note of this. Okay, if you're, and I'm giving this to you as an example, I don't want to necessarily see these people go out of business, but I think that they've really done a lot. They and two or three other of these outfits have gotten away with a lot. And so it's time they have their comeuppance, in my estimation anyway. Maybe people will disagree because they're in business, yada, yada. There are cases this week in Texas, New Hampshire, and Ohio. And in every single one of them, there were others that were there before them. All of the debt was tossed because of missing paperwork, flawed paperwork. And I tried this. I'm trying to remember when I used this tactic. It didn't work as well. For me. Oh, I know what it was. It was when I was suing the bank over my mortgage for the house in Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow or other, because the original debt was owned by Washington Mutual, and 2008 they went broke and they were bought up by Chase, and Chase serviced the loan for a while, and then it was sold in some way so that lots of different banks, they spread out whatever they call it, the risk. And so five different banks ended up owning my mortgage. And they couldn't produce the title. They couldn't produce the original paperwork because it was in a warehouse in China someplace.
Oh, jeez.
So that's how it went on. My thing went on for 5 years before it finally got settled. What was it, late last year, I guess it was. Anyway, so back to this business. If you have a loan, the helpful, hopeful hint here is if you have a loan with National Collegiate, and they're chasing you around, you have a debt, and you ought to pay it back. But if what they've done is compound interest things, so that people are paying 84% interest. I mean, something crazy.
Oh, my God.
And so this is what's happening. And it all started with Samantha Watson. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Good for her.
She got it going anyway. Food for thought. 43 after the hour with a DJV experience.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
It's time to turn up your summer with great deals from America's and Canada's Best Value Inns, Country Hearth, Guest House, and Red Lion Hotels. Book now through September 4th to save up to 30% at participating hotels. We've got you covered with over 1,100 locations in North America. And join Hello Rewards for special rates, personalized member perks, and earn free nights. Remember, America's Best Value Inn. Book your hotel stay today and turn up your savings.
I'm the neighbor with the orange tractor. I plant, grow, harvest, haul, and feed. Caring for the land is a responsibility we all share out here. For our families, for ourselves, for us all.
Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with zero down and 0% financing for up to 60 months. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
46 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen with a focus on food news because it's National Hot Dog Day. Whoopee! Gas included. All right, so what kind of hot dogs do you like? Let's fess up here. I used to eat hot dogs when I was a kid with relish and onions. I loved hot dogs with relish. I don't even know whether they were good hot dogs or bad hot dogs because I guess
all you could taste was the relish anyway.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, it means to an end. So what kind of hot dogs have you eaten? I don't think you eat them now, Victoria, but what have you eaten? No.
God, it's been so long. Well, I you're going to laugh. I like the tofu hot dogs.
Tofu hot dogs?
Yeah, if you put them on the real grill outside, I think that they can pass. Mm-hmm. I mean, other people disagree, but...
Now, there are a lot of I've tried a lot of that stuff, and honestly, I don't really like it. It doesn't have, the chicken, fake chicken things and the...
Yeah, I don't like the chicken ones. I'd rather, I don't eat a lot of tofu because it's not good for you, but if I do ever crave a hot dog, I'll have the tofu hot dogs. I think they're called tofu pups or something.
I don't know, something like that. What about you, Kara? Hot dogs?
Just like a classic hot dog with ketchup on it, if we're doing it. If you don't like ketchup?
No, ketchup's okay, but I think there's more flavor in other things.
Disdain for ketchup. I don't, for 4th of July or something like that, I'll occasionally have one, but I like burgers better generally, so.
Okay. Other food news, the Vatican has refused to go gluten-free when it comes to your communion. The unleavened bread that Catholics use in their celebration of Mass is supposed to have gluten in it, even if it's only a trace amount. This according to the new rules set forth by the Vatican's chief cook. The directive, which was reported by Vatican Radio, affirms existing policy. This sounds like it's urgently important. But I wonder those who are Catholic that have celiac disease.
Right.
Or other GAPS problems, gut problems. People get diarrhea from having too much gluten, that kind of stuff. But this is only a little bit, so I can't imagine that's going to mess with your digestive situation too much. Can you, as much ado about nothing, or is this...
If you're a celiac, there are even some celiacs who are so sensitive that if bread is even airborne, like people with peanut allergies, if it's airborne, that's why they don't serve peanuts on planes anymore. But some people are affected by it. But I think the church just says, just stick with the wine then and don't bother with the wafer.
It will not allow truly gluten-free altar breads made with rice, potato, tapioca, or other flours because Jesus wouldn't like it. Right?
It's amazing how many people know exactly what Jesus would have said and would have done and would have liked.
Yeah, yeah. And gluten stuff, I'm sure, was on the top of his list.
Exactly.
So the Church of England, the Protestant sect that's the Church of England, begins with an E.
Episcopalian?
Yeah, thank you. Episcopalians are looking at this the same way. Do they use wine or juice now in most Catholic circumstances?
In Catholic churches, I believe it's still wine. In the Episcopal Church, it's also a high mass, so that's still wine. Yeah. I've been to Methodist Church and Presbyterian, and they all seem to be grape juice. The ones that I've been to. I'm not saying all, but the ones that I've been to, it's been grape juice.
Grape juice.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, that's you're not going to get flattened out with that stuff.
Hopefully, no one gets flattened out by one sip of church wine.
The site of the day today is Etsy, ETSY, a platform where you can discover handmade items and vintage goods. You want to shop for something cool? Go to Etsy, ETSY.com.
This This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Composers for films, these people that score movies, they try to come up with themes for these various, especially action movies that sound different, but yet they all sound the same. Don't you think so? Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Really and truly, don't. That's the theme from RoboCop.
From
all these other movies like that that have very similar themes.
I'm not sure. I didn't do the research. I'm not sure who did the score for RoboCop, but you're right to a point. There are certain composers where you could hear the riffs, similar riffs in scores for different films that they do. They try to be as diverse as possible from one film to the next, but there are elements that you could clearly hear, like a John Williams score. Yeah. You know, certain Spielberg movies, you sort of get the hint that, you know, you heard that riff to some extent. But I think as much as a director or the writer, the composer of a movie truly is a genius, and to make a difference, and elevate a film to a very high level and make a good film great with the score, and that is a very important component in any movie.
All right, so...
But the reason we played RoboCop...
Yeah, why are we playing RoboCop?
30th anniversary of the release of that film this week. I think a great genre movie directed by a guy named Paul Verhoeven, who also did a really good Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, Total Recall, did Starship Troopers, a movie I like a lot, Basic Instinct with Sharon Stone, we remember that one. And then he also did Showgirls, a huge cult movie that was critically lambasted at its time, but has gained in its popularity over the years. But I love RoboCop. Great.
Any
movie.
More of them in the offing?
RoboCop. Well, yeah. They did a reboot a few years ago that I thought was not very good, but the original still holds up very well. Although I will say this, because we debate this all the time, that film RoboCop in '87 features one sequence of violence that is probably the most violent sequence I've ever seen in an R-rated studio movie. Mm-hmm. Very, really, really beyond the pale of violence. But overall, it is a great movie starring actor Peter Weller, really cool.
What has happened to him? You don't see much of him around anymore.
I think he does a lot of voice work, and I think he might be directing TV shows.
Really?
But he's really good. Peter Weller is a really good actor.
All right, so there we have it, the story, the history of RoboCop, et cetera, et cetera. In a moment, Chucker will continue with more movie news here.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. 2017 marks the sixth year that Sprint is sponsoring the CONCACAF Gold Cup. Starting July 7th through July 26th, Sprint will challenge fans to trivia fun and soccer-related games for a chance to win up to $10,000 and other prizes. At select matches, the on-site football fiesta experience lets you meet soccer legends like American All-Star Brian McBride, along with Jared Borghetti and others from Team Mexico. Learn how to stay connected with Sprint's unlimited freedom plan at Sprint.com/Copa and use hashtag Sprint4Copa. Brian McBride, Team USA.
Sprint doesn't want you to miss a single second of the 2017 Gold Cup action. And with the Unlimited Freedom Plan, you don't have to. Enjoy the best of soccer on a winning network. Works for me.
Offer and coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States, including the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, age 14 or older, who at time of entry are members of Sprint Rewards Club. Sweepstakes begins at 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 7th, 2017, and ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 26, 2017.
I'm the neighbor that drives a Kubota. I scout, venture off the beaten path, tow, haul, fuel my passion, to be part of a bigger picture. This is why I do it. Kubota. Right now, a Kubota RTV can be yours with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months.
Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
All right, Chucker, the history of movies, part 1, 2, 3, and 4. What do we have today in movie news? Who's new?
This
what's
weekend,
new? What's
this,
good?
This weekend, Wonder Woman will surpass Guardians of the Galaxy 2 as the number one grossing film of the summer season. To much surprise to many in the industry, it will has made $381 million, Guardians 2, $386. So Wonder Woman eventually here is going to blow past the $400 million domestic mark. Pretty impressive for a DC superhero movie led by a female superhero, but I think for my money, it is the best movie,
good movie.
Of the summer season.
And they're likable. She and Chris Pine are very likable. It's obvious when you read some of the interviews the two of them did together. They like each other, and the chemistry, I think, showed very. It made them both look good, made people feel good, and that's what you want. You want to feel good. Movie, and it's also an
absolute star-making performance by the actress Gal Gadot.
Yeah.
is Wonder Woman, and she's really, really good in that film.
Follow Chuck at Poseidon 72. Listen to his weekly podcast, Movie Maniacs, on iTunes.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.